11 minutes to 5 Central African time. I'm on my way to Cape Town a little later this morning, inshallah. But joining us now on the line from Cape Town, we have Maulana Dawood Samson. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, mashallah, your beard is now white. I would assume most of your children are grown up. But we are asking our listeners this morning that what do you find the most effective way to wake up the spouse and the kids for sehri? What's your experience, Maulana?
Subhanallah, Maulana, oh man, just because I'm a person, I'm an instant. The moment my alarm just goes, then my biological self also is awake, fully awake, you know. But my darling wife, she likes an extra snooze. Of course, a mother naturally, they go sleep with a worry. What must I give my children? You know, what must I put on the table? What nourishment can I give them to make them stronger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then, even the cat, my cat, knows already it is Ramadan. Because you have a salaria up, you know? And the cat itself is telling the kids, meow, meow. Because the cat loves the small one, my little girlie.
Right.
And the cat is putting the hair strings of the girl to say, wake up, and massaging her on by her head. And then the girl wear the blanket still over because it's also cold. So this is a sacrifice. But subhanAllah, then suddenly we say there's only so much minutes left. You've got to say in between some little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Only so much minutes left. Let's say there's 20 minutes left, but you say there's only 5 minutes left before the azan. Now they come by the full senses and they wake up, you know?
Right, right. MashaAllah. What are your comments with your nasiha for this morning?
جزاكم الله نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Honorable listeners, سبحان الله as I mentioned yesterday to us regarding his brother Robert Davila. Robert Davila that online he said the shahada when our beloved صلى الله عليه وسلم came to him in a dream سبحان الله. When he died, came to knock to him right there in that hall, in that masjid where there's no surrounds of Muslims, but there was an Egyptian brother that was just working in the hospital. Honorable listeners, we take examples of creation of Allah, of everyone. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, تِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالِ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ Allah gives us examples in the Quran, so much of parables so that we can reason and reflect. Allah Ta'ala even mentions Fir'aun name several times in the Quran and examples. It doesn't mean that we must be like Fir'aun. The same like Yusuf alayhi salam and the brother's jealousy. But the reality is Allah Ta'ala teaches us lessons what we can take further in life for our own well-being. As Allah says in the very same story of Surah Yusuf, لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٍ Indeed, in the stories, we find ibrah, lessons to take for us, to derive benefits therefrom, whether it's spiritually, intellectually, but to reflect on life and the realities of life. And these are lessons for people of understanding. We understand, yes, there are some who disagree with some ideas of the likes of Nu'man Ali Khan, and there are others that are inspired and motivated. But, as I always remind myself also, the best inspiration is that of Quran. And also my nature is such, I like to look at the cause of how Allah's hidayah comes, and how this person, subhanAllah, is going through that the levels of iman. As Allah Ta'ala says, فَقْصَصُ الْقَصَصُ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ Relate stories. People love stories, and especially stories of inspiration. So may Allah give us guidance, inshallah. So yeah, we find Robert bedridden of that car accident, lying for over 10 years in that bed, and the only thing that keeps him still growing is Allah, but he's got that communication via technology, subhanallah. Now Robert, because it is Yawmun Azim, a great day today, it's increasing the salawat on our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's be engaged with Suratul Kahf. Let's reflect on Jumu'ah itself. Prepare mentally, spiritually, the greatest day of the week in the greatest month, the month of Ramadan. But here this brother Robert, He has a special wheelchair that holds his neck and every part of his body in place because he has no control over his limbs. And he goes in a special van that he rides over, that rides over the bumps so that no shock can be to Robert's limbs. Yet when Iman settled his heart and he started to learn more about Islam, and he started to learn the Arabic reading, and he started to memorize surah, and he started to lie down and make his salah, his concern, that's what Iman does, it moves you into action. Now his longing is, oh Allah, I long to go for Jumu'ah. And Jumu'ah is very far off, but subhanallah, his intention, he made a request to that hospital to go for Jumu'ah. And he prepared himself for that Jumu'ah. But that Friday, no special van. That van was not in sight. But he longed to go for Jumu'ah because his soul wanted to reach out. And he got into an ordinary van. As a result of his return from Jumu'ah, he had heard his spine parts causing much pain to be told that, sorry, Robert, you're no longer able to sit in your special wheelchair. You got to stay for the next 6 months at least in your bed. If you feel recovery then, you can get back into your wheelchair. Subhanallah, listen to Robert, what he had to say. He says, I never was at peace in my whole life like that day of Jumu'ah. And my only wish is that I get back on my wheelchair to go again for Jumu'ah, as I never felt like that ever. What is it that makes a person, subhanallah, that yesterday never had a clue about Islam? And once he said the Shahada and he went online spiritually direct to Allahu Azza wa Jal. Allahu Azza wa Jal called him towards Shahada. Allah called him towards Jumu'ah. He made a complete shift. My beloved Muslims listening to this channel, the Radio Islam, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha nudiya lis-salati yawm al-jumu'ah. Allah is addressing all Muslims that, oh believers, when the announcement is made, the call is made, a special day of the week where we all gather in a congregation in a masjid, fas'au ila dhikrillah, hasten to the remembrance of Allah. The sun does not rise nor set on a greater day than the day of Jumu'ah. In that Jumu'ah, there's a special moment when your dua is mustajab. In the Jumu'ah, the angels announce that Allah Azza wa Jal says, that person that visits my house, I honor him. And this is what moved Robert the Villa. He longed, subhanallah, 56 years of age. He has nothing except control over his mouth and eyes. And he says, I only find peace in the masjid where we are. So when he came in that masjid, can you imagine? His family said he was one of the first to be in the masjid. Normally the carpet cleaner is cleaning, the caretakers taking care of the masjid. And here Robert de Villa comes in his wheelchair. And as he's seated there, he knew what to do. He knew the virtue of Surah Kaf. He longed for the double nur on his face and in his body. He knew the virtues of durood of trust. Of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Imam started to address the congregation, it just moved him in tears because he could feel he was at peace in the house of Allah, the powerhouse of Allah, the community that many times our soul takes it for granted because lower self always takes us to everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we all have a battle, and that's the battle of the nafs. And this is the month where Allah Azza wa Jal gives us a training, my beloved brothers. Beloved listeners, he then says, he asked himself a question, I wonder why Allah put me in this position. He then says, what am I kidding? Allah gave me so much. If this is the way he brought me to Islam, it's all worth it. I'm so grateful for what Allah gave me. My life was miserable. It felt like a mess. Until I found Islam, I found Allah. My life made sense and my soul felt rest. exactly on the words of our beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, in a'azam al-jaza ma'a'azam al-bala, the more a person is tested, the more Allah rewards you. And if a person is a ahabballahu abd, when Allah loves a slave, ittalahu, Allah puts you to test. But when in that soul comes that peace, that contentment, and the rida of Allah, you find the inner peace, you find the inner connection with your Creator Allah. Life-changing crisis motivates one to go on a spiritual search. The obstacles of one's past can become the gateways that leads to new beginnings. As Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُوَ الْهُدَى. Indeed, through guidance from Allah, that is the ultimate guidance. My beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, when Nu'man Ali Khan heard the story and the reality of this brother that's miles away, he announced to his congregation that we are going to take a bus to honor this Robert de Villa and have a congregation at his hospital for as Jumu'ah, as he longed for one, lying again back there in the hospital ward for 6 months. When they came there, he was moved to tears. What really touched me about Robert de Villa also is online, is on Facebook. And his Facebook, if you put Robert de Villa, you see his Facebook, it says, till we all meet in Jannah. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala gives Robert de Villa inner strength, and all our sick ones, our frail ones, wherever they are, in hospitals, at home. Allah, 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 Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.